KPDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Wayne Cabot. Iranian missiles blew the windows out of Israel's main hospital in the south and destroyed apartment buildings in Tel Aviv this morning. But late word from Iran, a meeting is now set for tomorrow in Geneva with Iran's foreign minister and European counterparts as war with Israel enters its second week. It's fears of a wider war that concern Illinois Senator Tammy Duckworth on the Armed Services Committee. She was an Iraq War Army pilot.
I just don't want us to get to a place where following whatever happens here, we're in a situation where our adversaries like the PRC or North Korea or Russia decide that they need to actually put a lot more effort into helping Iran.
Texas, a SpaceX rocket was being tested late last night when the Starship exploded, sending a fireball into the sky. SpaceX describes it as a major anomaly. This is ABC News.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Wisconsin lawmakers passed a flurry of bills yesterday, both in the Senate and the Assembly. But they started out with a moment of silence for the victims of the Minnesota shootings, their families, and the whole state. This is from the Senate.
I request that my colleagues join me in a moment of silence to honor our colleague from Minnesota, Representative and Speaker Emerita Melissa Hortman, and her husband Mark, who were assassinated over the weekend, as well as our colleague from Minnesota, Senator John Hoffman, and his wife Yvette, who were grievously injured in the same attack.
Without objection.
The Senate and the Assembly were in session discussing everything from training for EMS workers to school safety grants. Republican Senator Jesse James from Chippewa County in a press conference before the session, he authored this bill for school safety grants.
It's all too often that we turn on the news and see the headline of another school shooting. These tragedies break our hearts and crush our communities. In recent months, we've seen all too clearly that this can even happen here in Wisconsin.
But this plan for extra money to help school districts improve safety fell apart. Democrats say an amendment added by Republicans strips the plan of its actual funding for schools to pay for it. Senator Mark Spreitzer from Beloit.
You're just playing games. You're just daring the governor to veto this because you think that it'll score political points. You think you can go home and tell your constituents that you did something for school safety. Well, you didn't.
A total of 30 bills was on the agenda yesterday for the Senate. Meanwhile, the budget process continues today for lawmakers. The Joint Finance Committee is set to take up the budget for the Department of Justice, the Department of Administration, and the Department of Children and Families. Committee co-chair Republican Mark Bourne said on Tuesday that they would be taking up the plan to reform prisons today as well. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, 92.7 WMDX News.
The Brewers and Cubs today. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, baseball. The Brewers and Cubs today at Wrigley Field. Last night's game rained out in Chicago. It's been rescheduled as a doubleheader for August 18th. NBA, the Los Angeles Lakers being sold to the corporation that owns the Dodgers for a price tag of nearly $10 billion. Jeannie Buss, whose family's owned the Lakers since 1979, will remain in charge of the team. NFL, Ed Policy takes over next month as the Packers' new president. I asked him how he'll be different than Mark Murphy.
I think you'll have a lot more similarities than differences between me and Mark. One thing that I will use every day that he really helped me develop is Mark was just probably the most inclusive leader. He hired great people, and then he used them. He would seek out their advice and their opinions whenever he was coming up with a decision. So I think that level of collaboration is something that I'm really grateful that he's passed on to me, and I intend to use it every day.
That's the Packers' Ed Policy with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Drying out after a wet Wednesday, mostly sunny and warm for your Juneteenth with a high of 84. For tonight, mostly clear skies, a mild night with a low of 64. Another warm one on Friday, a spotty shower or storm can't be ruled out, a high again of 84. Currently, it's 62.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
Todd Michaels joins us now.
I have to give a shout out to Oshkosh. It's a very underrated city.
There was also a restaurant there I really liked. I don't think it's there anymore.
Yeah, Vitaly's was great. I may have gone to like a prom dinner there or something like that back in my day too, Pete.
A little calzone before you tear it up in the dance floor.
Man, there's nothing better than wearing a tuxedo and a little calzone in your cummerbund.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Maggie Dawn.
Tomorrow, we've got celebrity guests. We've got Marcelia Nicholson, Milwaukee County Board Chair, Sabrina Madison, Dana Pelobon, and Ellie Halo, a woman of Black trans experience. Do not miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6. A new choice. Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX. When the chips are down and democracy's back is up against the wall, two radio veterans step up to the microphone to right the wrongs, standing for truth, justice, and just because.
Hey, are they ready to go yet?
It's John and Gordy on 92.7 WMDX.
Oh, yes. Broadcasting from the top of the pile of books that my microphone is sitting on, this is John and Gordy in the morning on WMDX.
Good now, morning.
If we had just a few more books, we could look a little bit more professional, I think.
You think so?
Yeah.
I'll bring some of my Diary of a Wimpy Kid books. All right, how about that?
All right. Maybe I could also bring in some of my Berenstain Bear books that I used to read to the kids.
I used to have the World Book Encyclopedias. You know, they had 20 volumes or so.
Yeah.
So you get, and they had different. They were different thicknesses. You know, depending on what part of the alphabet it was.
Yeah. Well,
so that way, you know, you have a choice.
And it looks like we're knowledgeable, like we're going through those books.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is really nice.
You got some very important. We should have a book review club, John Agori's book review. What books are you using today?
So you can see the...
I can see Bill.
You can see the titles. I can't.
The President is Missing is one of the titles. That's a Bill Clinton, James Patterson book.
Yes.
You know, they've got a franchise now.
Yep.
They've got, I think, three books out. One of them's called The Unanswered Questions with Ray McGinnis. I don't know anything about that. And the one that I brought in, you're using today, Encyclopedia of Word and Phrase Origins.
Oh, yeah.
That's a good one. Yeah. That's a big one. That really helps out a lot.
Stimulate,
got a lot of pages.
Stimulating read.
I'm going with the classics here.
You are.
I got the Milton Berle private joke file, volume 1 and volume 2. Really old jokes from like the 30s and 40s.
They would go over well.
Oh, yes. My God. They're so awful. So awful. But Dom, you know, he's got a boom stand.
He
in
actually
there.
Has
very
a,
nice.
A mic boom stand.
I feel very bougie. I feel bad for you guys. I have a full setup here, and you guys have half a setup.
But I understand they're on the way. You know, so
wait a minute,
you know,
you've been saying that for the last 2 months.
Well, that's what I understand. I don't. It could be wrong.
We got the fancy new table and all the drill holes in the table. Everything looks like it's all ready to go.
Everything is, you know, it's all good. You know, it's all good.
So, yeah, maybe somewhere in a harbor someplace.
Well, that's the
off
thing.
Off the coast of California, they have a huge, huge container filled with boom stands.
It's the supply chain issue. We've had it before.
That's it.
You know,
right there.
Just for our show.
I'm sure they're sitting in a crate somewhere, but not anywhere near here.
No.
Apparently. 9 minutes past the hour. It's a cloudy start this morning and still feeling kind of muggy out there, don't you think?
Well, I think so, yeah.
And let's see. Currently, the WMDX thermometer right outside our window here on State Street says 64 degrees.
Well, that's
with the mercury.
Yeah, that's really nice.
What is your WMDX Samsung watch?
Windows is pretty accurate usually.
It is.
My watch is 63 degrees today currently, but a high of 84 degrees.
Okay.
84.
Well, let's see. What should we use today? How about the bar dice?
I like it.
Okay. Let's throw the bar dice there, Dom, and see what we can come up with. Okay. Slam it down. Okay. Well, one of them's an 8, one of them's a 0. How do you get a 0 on a piece of die?
Well,
I don't know
special
how that works.
Dice.
8. So 80, but yours is saying 84.
Yeah.
So that's quite a
That's despair. Quite the difference right there, but I'm usually right. So
Yeah.
Okay. I hate to say it. But Samsung is right on the money.
So it's cloudy this morning, but I do expect we're going to see a lot of sunshine through the day. It's going to be warm and getting even warmer the next few days.
Yeah.
Really, the heat is really going to hit us Friday, Saturday, Sunday in the 90s and feeling like it's 100. So we'll check in with Brittany Merlot a little bit later on. And, of course, in about 25 minutes, we'll talk to Tim Slecker from Busted Pencils.
We got a whole bunch of questions.
We do. Yeah, we got a lot of questions.
Yeah, a great podcast on Wednesday dropped,
mm-hmm.
and there's a lot of good topics in that. I want to get a little bit deeper into the weeds with Tim about some of the issues that they're talking about. So we'll certainly get into that. And also, I hope, if we have time, to talk about Calm Corners. In your classrooms. Yes.
Okay.
All right. I'll give you a little tip. They're trying to put in special lighting, sound, a quiet place where a person can go to chill out in the classroom if they're having difficulty in some way, shape, or form. I don't know what that would be, but anyway, the problem I have with it doesn't say anything about walls. It doesn't say anything about a different room. So how do you have special lighting in a corner of the classroom?
I don't know.
See, anyway, that's
I don't know how that works.
We'll see how that works.
We're also going to welcome in Jim Santel in our 7 o'clock hour.
Yeah.
Our attorney at law will straighten us out on whatever's going on legally.
Well, there's a whole bunch of stuff going on legally.
Boy.
And, you know, some of those decisions really are really questionable. I mean, the banning or allowing a ban on transgender care for children is just absolutely outrageous.
Big decision that came down.
And it was a partisan vote on the Supreme Court, which it shouldn't be. It shouldn't be like that.
Yeah.
And now they're making medical decisions.
Yeah.
These are the Republicans that don't want bureaucrats getting in the way of, the freedom that people have to make their own decisions. So now they're right in the middle of this thing.
Yes.
You know, and all the way through the transgender issue is mentioned the word sex all the way through. And then their decision says this has nothing to do with sex.
Hmm.
Wow. Transgender, nothing to do with sex? All right. Anyways, 6 of the conservative Supreme Court justices thought that was true. I don't know.
Well, we'll talk to Jim Santel and find out his take on all of that. In our 7 o'clock hour. So it's 13 minutes past the hour. Let's check out the National Day. Well, we don't do the National Day calendar
anymore. It's so boring.
If we
every year the same day comes up and the same things in the calendar come up. So we've decided to kind of skip this feature completely, except, we have a curiosity.
Except when there's something really important on it, right?
Yeah.
Like Juneteenth, that is a big one.
The story of Juneteenth.
Very
controversial now.
Yeah. Juneteenth, the background on that is it began in Texas when that Major General Gordon Granger arrived in Galveston on June 19th in 1865 with the announcement, and they didn't know this for a long time, but slavery had ended. I mean, the word took a long time to get to Galveston, Texas. So they picked this day to, Yeah. Talk about Juneteenth and commemorating the end of slavery in the U.S.
We kind of touched on that, I think, yesterday or the day before, where you know, the funding for Juneteenth is depleting.
Yeah,
they're cutting it because DEI is a very bad thing. In fact, it's illegal, according to Trump.
I guess so.
I don't know. He can make up laws now. And
Well, if we were going to check out the National Day calendar, this would be one that you'd really like. It's National Watch Day, because I know you're in love with your Samsung watch.
Smart watches, that's what they're called.
Yeah.
It's not a regular watch. You like the regular watches.
I like regular watches.
Yeah, I don't know why. It doesn't do much. It just sits around your wrist with the time.
But it's not big and clunky like the thing that your computer that you're wearing on your forearm.
Well, you have to have a computer on your wrist nowadays, don't you?
No.
Pretty soon they're going to be in your glasses.
You don't need that either.
It gives the dew point and everything, too. So it's like...
What is the dew point?
It does.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. We didn't ask about the dew point. What is that?
I don't know.
Well, you got it right on your forearm now. Come on. What?
It takes a while to go a little bit deeper. I got to get into the app.
All right. In the meantime, it's World Sauntering Day. Who doesn't love a good saunter?
We love sauntering. Did we ever cover that before? I don't remember having World Sauntering Day.
I don't know what the difference is between a slow walk, you know, and a stroll and a saunter. I'm not sure which is the slowest or which is the quickest.
Yeah, you'd wonder. Maybe it's a horse thing, you know, saunter, right? Yeah. Sauntering.
It's also National Garfield the Cat Day. I know you're a big fan of Garfield the Cat, the cartoon.
No, I'm not. Yeah.
I thought you were.
The dew point is 62 degrees.
Well, anytime it's above 60, it starts to get a little dicey.
And when you have the humidity at 100%.
Oh, my God, yeah.
And that's what it's at.
It's unbearable.
Right now.
Yeah, it is.
That's where it's at.
Man. Okay.
The definition of saunter.
Yeah.
Walk in a slow, relaxed manner without hurry or effort. So there we go.
Okay. Thank you.
The
more you know. That's right.
Yes, that's right.
Okay. What do we have in the history book there, Dom?
History books. Let's check it out.
Well, I mean, you know, birthdays, anything else you got for history, birthdays.
All right. So in 1960, the first NASCAR race is actually held at the Charlotte Motor Speedway.
1960.
I don't watch a whole lot of NASCAR, so it's not super important to me, but I know a bunch of other people really love NASCAR.
Mm-hmm.
And then in 1951, the invention of Velcro. So
1951?
1951.
They held off using that for quite a long time.
They didn't know what to do with it. They're like, what is this good for?
We struggled with buttons for years.
Yes, we did.
All right.
Okay, anything else?
Yes, and then on this day, James Gandolfini dies at age 51.
What year was that? Was just two or three years ago, right?
That was a long time ago. That was definitely more than 5 years ago. I would have to say.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, now he's going to look.
I'll double check on that.
Hang on.
Don't you have
what?
Hey, Google on your phone.
Hey, Google.
We used to get answers that way. You know.
He died in 2013. Wow, you're right. He died. Didn't realize it was that long ago, 12 years ago.
Time flies.
What's your doing?
It hurt me say, hey, Google. So it's asking me what I want.
12 years ago. I'm probably a bigger Sopranos fan
I never watched
than I
Sopranos.
Was even then.
Yeah.
I see a lot of clips on the phone now that pop up.
Yeah.
Anyway, all right. Anything else there, Dom?
We got two birthdays as well. Two birthdays as well. Yes.
All right.
1978, former NBA star Dirk Nowitzki was born on this day.
Who?
Dirk
Nowitzki.
Oh, yeah. Dirk
Nowitzki.
Yep, from the Mavericks.
Yeah.
And then Ann Wilson, rock singer from the 1950s. Born in 1950.
She was born in 1950.
She was in the band Heart.
Yes.
Yeah.
She's still in the band Heart.
Yeah. They're still playing around, right?
They've finally got, you know, they had some differences.
They did.
Ann and Nancy. Yeah. And they didn't talk to each other for a few years. And now they're back on tour again.
Well, that's great.
And I believe Ann is in a wheelchair. I'm not certain about that.
Yeah.
I could have that wrong. Okay.
But they had some great songs. You know, a lot of those older groups played acoustic sets.
Yeah.
And rock sets. And that's what I liked about the old groups. Mm. They could do both. Nowadays, it's just kind of, you know, either hard rock or, you know, you're a folk singer.
So, right.
But they don't combine the two. Remember, they like 10 years after did acoustic things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Deep Purple did a few.
Yeah. Ah, those were the days.
Slade.
Slade. Slade. Okay.
Do you remember Slade?
I remember. I just remember the name Slade. I don't remember anything about the band.
It was a big group in England. Okay. They had a few songs here in the U.S., but.
Yeah. All right. 19 minutes past the hour. We're just getting started on a Thursday morning. We'll be back with more of John and Gordy in just a few moments.
All right.
Welcome to Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
My perfect day has sand, salt water, and friends. But my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis can take me out of the moment. Now I'm all in with clearer skin thanks to Skyrizi. Risankizumab Riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection for adults who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy. With Skyrizi, most people saw 90% clearer skin, and many were even 100% plaque-free at 4 months. Skyrizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions, increased infections, or lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, get checked for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor about any flu-like symptoms or vaccines.
Thanks to Skyrizi, there's nothing on my skin. And that means everything. Nothing is everything. Ask your doctor about Skyrizi, the number one dermatologist-prescribed biologic in psoriasis. Visit Skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
Hey, at the end of the day, everybody wants the same thing from their mattress. A good night's rest, am I right? It's not rocket science. You don't need a physics genius to make you a futuristic space bed. You just need someone to listen to what you want and who knows the materials that will get you there. And you might even be surprised to learn that that someone could be living right next door. At Verlo, we're your friendly neighborhood mattress genius. American made, locally crafted. Welcome to Verlo.
This is Chad Spate for Chad's Design Build. We're proud to employ some of the best carpenters and remodeling professionals in our industry. Are you honest and hardworking? Do you love to improve people's lives by improving their homes? Chad's Design Build offers excellent compensation and benefits focused on outstanding customer service, professional design, construction management, and craftsmanship, all in a nurturing, positive workplace. Whether you're thinking about remodeling your home or considering joining our team, go to chadsdesignbuild.com to learn more.
Hey, Wisconsin, it's construction season, and the Wisconsin DOT wants to help you safely navigate work zones. Check 511WI.gov or download the app for road work or closures on your route. Know before you go with 511 Wisconsin, sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
As Wisconsin is cheering on the Brew Crew, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
WMDX 92.7. John and Gordy in the morning.
It's a bit cloudy out there. Yeah. What are we listening to?
This is the Illinois Free Press.
No, Illinois Speed Press.
Speed Press. Is it?
Speed, isn't it?
Yeah, Speed Press.
Illinois Speed Press, correct. Yeah,
that's right. Okay.
With Paul Cotton on
guitar.
Yeah,
you see, you're kind of a fan of that.
I saw them one time. Yeah. I can't remember where, somewhere in around Chicago area, but yeah, they were great. They were great.
And that song is called Free Ride.
I would admit, I was trying to find a heart song, but I got signed out of YouTube, so I got to sign back. I don't know how.
What?
Yeah.
It's weird. Yeah, Illinois Speed Press. They were really, really good.
Yeah.
And then Paul Cotton left the band to join Poco. After
that,
one of their guys
left,
Jim
Messina.
That's
probably the reason why we never heard back from them. Because that song was so good. It just rocked, man. Yeah, and
This portion of John and Gordy in the Morning brought to you by Verlo Mattress. You could wake up and sleep better on a Verlo mattress. Yeah. A lot has changed since 1958. Some things have remained constant, though, through Verlo's history. They're still direct to consumer. They still provide superior products at unbeatable prices, and they still have 2 Madison locations, East Side and West Side. Go to Go to Burlo.com for more information and check out their lifetime comfort guarantee. Okay.
I saw this headline. I thought it was really interesting.
What's that?
Nine food brands that won't survive RFK Jr.'s ban on colorants.
Really?
Yes.
Now I heard about this coloring ban.
As much as we
food
think
colors.
He's a complete idiot, and he is, he's right about the food coloring situation. Mm-hmm. The FDA, for some reason, has not banned all these food colorings that are banned in Europe, and they know best.
Yeah.
And the line in this story goes, we never realized that we're eating petroleum-based chemicals banned in much of Europe. So that's where the food coloring comes from. And
petroleum-based.
Yes. And some of the products that might have a problem with this is Hostess cupcakes.
Oh, no.
That uses dark chocolate and, of course, strawberry colorings. That is red 40. There's two red 40s. Mm. Blue Lake 2 and Blue 1 Lake and Yellow 5. Boy, I'm glad we're getting rid of them because those are really bad food colorings. And then, you know, Mars has a problem also with all of these colorings. So
really?
They're going to have a problem with some of their candies.
You like know,
they
what?
They have a slogan, taste the rainbow. Well, that ain't going to happen anymore.
And what about M&M's?
Yeah,
I mean, are M&M's involved?
Yeah, big thing. Big thing, yeah. The M&M's are going to be changed. They're going to have to change the Skittles, M&M's, coloring in that. They're going to use fruits and vegetable extracts, which is just a little bit more expensive. And those are the extracts for coloring in Europe and in other countries that have banned all these petroleum-based colorings.
Will we notice a difference in the colors, do you think? I mean,
that's why they don't use it. Well, it's a little more expensive to use, but also they're not sure how the colorings stand up in their baking and cooking and processing process.
And sitting on the shelves of convenience stores
for a long
two or three years.
Host is going to have a problem with that. I raised my kids on Twinkies because I knew what it did to me. You know, I became tall, strong, manly.
Sure. God. Wow, that's big news.
Yeah, it's really wild. They have special colorings. They're worried about some of these products like runts. I don't even know what a runt is.
Runts. Do you know that, Dom? Do you know what a runt
I have no clue what
candy
a runt
is. It's candy, right?
It is a candy.
Okay.
Yeah, some sort. They're worried about Reese's Puffs. These are cereals now. Mm. Cinnamon Toasted Crunch. Honey Nut Cheerios, Cookie Crisps, and, of course, Trix.
Oh, Trix are for kids.
I know. And so are those food colorings. Wow. You know, my kids stopped eating. We used to buy Trix.
Yeah.
And we used to buy the off brands, which sometimes tasted even better.
Mm-hmm.
But they stopped eating it. And the containers stayed in the cabinet. And I said, this is it. We're not eating food colorings anymore. And Nate had already made up that decision. They never told me. So we had to throw them out. But it's sad because, you know, have all those brilliant colors.
Right.
The deceiving part about, you know, Trix and all those other Fruit Loops is that they had the same flavor. All the colors tasted the same. There weren't different flavors mixed in the cereal.
Wow.
Yeah. So red, you know, like cherry, wasn't cherry at all. It was just the same flavoring.
Just the same.
Of the lemon.
No difference
and
at
orange.
All.
Yeah. It's just ridiculous, right? And I always thought there was a difference. I thought, you know, wow, the combination of flavors. What a great cereal.
Yeah,
what do you got, Tom?
Yeah, I saw Runts. Runts is a, it's like the fruit candy. It's in like that little box. They look exactly like fruit, but just in candy form.
Okay. Well, of course, that's Runts. What we want.
Strawberry, apple, banana, grape. That's what they got. Hmm. So.
Okay. Well, any of this food coloring going to affect like the fruit rolls, those, you know, the roll-ups or whatever they're called?
I think that will have an effect.
Those have food coloring, I imagine.
So do sodas.
Sodas?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, of course, you know, different sodas have different colorings and stuff like that.
Okay.
And some of the cheaper brands, like they are really bright. You can see them across
like neon.
Across the store.
They're glowing.
That's right.
Like, so going to go away.
So really? Those might be a problem.
Okay. Well, I'll have to watch our store shelves and see. how the colors change.
Well, you know, Marie Callender has these frozen pies, and they're really good. A lot of those pies are exceptional.
Yes.
But now they're having a problem because their bottom line is very tight already because they do have to have a competitive price out there. But these food colorings, if they go with actual natural fruits and vegetable colorings, then it's going to raise the price up by 2 or 3 cents, and they don't want to do that.
Prices are already going up. Okay.
Thanks for bringing us all down.
It's 29 minutes past the hour. Pam Yonke, the fabulous farm babe, has the Midwest Agricultural Report, the Farm Report. And then we'll be back with Tim Slecker from Busted Pencils, talking education next.
All right.
Tom Hartman here. You're listening to 92.7 WMDX.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
All the headlines in the Middle East. No surprise that farmers need to keep an eye on petroleum prices. I'm PM Yonke, starting you off before the opening bell on a Thursday morning. Quick look at what's happening in agribusiness news and a quick reminder. Today is Juneteenth, and that means not only federal offices will be closed, but the markets will be closed as well. If you're a producer that is trying to hedge ahead on fuel needs for the harvest, you might want to take a look at what's available right now. That's the advice of Gas Buddies Patrick Deehan. He's a senior petroleum analyst, and he says, despite the conflicts in the Middle East right now, diesel prices aren't looking too bad.
Gasoline, diesel prices remaining at some of the lowest levels for this time of year in several years, but there likely will be some impacts to gas prices and diesel in the week ahead as the jump in oil from last week is started to be pushed down to the retail level. But those increases likely will be limited, with oil prices now showing a big decline today of nearly 4%. So any increases that motorists and consumers of diesel will see here in the next few days will likely unwind as we get closer again to July 4.
Patrick Deehan with Gas Buddies. He says there's a lot of variables that are influencing gasoline and diesel prices. He expects oil prices to return to their mid-$60 a barrel level range, something to watch for. We're watching the markets for you on a Thursday morning. I've got numbers next.
Giving back, it's at the heart of the Wisconsin farmer, and it starts with supporting the backbones of our community. That's why the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board invests in soy foam for our firefighters. Soy foam TF1122 is the first and only firefighting foam green screen certified at the gold level. As a PFAS-free firefighting foam, it's safe for you and the environment. A safe future for your community. Thanks to your Soy Checkoff. Learn more at wisoybean.org.
When hot weather strikes your cattle, milk production drops and feed intakes decrease. Summer heat also impacts the quality of your herd's reproduction. Protect your cows and grow your bottom line. Add BioVets Bovine Gold Light to your cow's daily ration. Bovine Gold Light keeps the herd hydrated, maintains milk production, and keeps your breeding program in check. Learn more about Bovine Gold Light at bio-vet.com.
Innovation. Markets are closed today. Yesterday, December corn finished 5 1/4 higher at 444. November beans were up a half at 10.68 1/4. July wheat 25 1/4 higher, closed at 5.74 1/4. July class 3 milk that goes into cheese was down 28 cents, 17.68. Barrel cheese dropped 8 at 169. 40-pound block down 6 1/2, 169. And double A butter down a nickel yesterday, 2.52 3/4 per pound. I'm Pam Yonke.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Drying out after a wet Wednesday, mostly sunny and warm for your Juneteenth with a high of 84. For tonight, mostly clear skies, a mild night with a low of 64. Another warm one on Friday, a spotty shower or storm can't be ruled out, a high again of 84. Currently, it's 62.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Mark Sommerhauser, the communications director for the Wisconsin Policy Forum, analyzing the impacts of the big brutal bill.
That number that you mentioned of nearly $15,000 per person, literally about a quarter of the state's economy.
Basically a quarter of the state's economy coming from the federal government. I'm not hearing from Republicans in the state in their biennial budget planning any sort of contingency plan for major disruption in federal funding coming into the state.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show at its new time, weekdays 4 till 6 p.m. The Todd Albaugh Show.
The Joint Finance Committee was leaked that they intend to cut $87 million from the interview system budget. And so we put this out on our socials last night, and today the Joint Finance Committee decided to pull that from the agenda. Because apparently, from what I'm told, Republican legislators got a lot of calls. When the truth is disseminated and people react, results can happen.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, making the popcorn pick of the week will be the guy behind the guy. J.B. Thompson joins me in studio. Then I'm joined by Chelsea Myris from Old World, Wisconsin. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
Mother, mother, there's too many of you crying.
WMDX 92.7. It's John and Gordy in the morning, and it's a kind of a muggy, high humidity, high dew point morning for you.
Yes, it is.
And we're overlooking State Street. The leaf blower guys are not out this morning.
We haven't seen them for days.
I know. What happened?
I'm not sure.
They went out and they blew leaves during the rainstorm that we had.
Yes. It was fun to watch.
I don't know why, but, yeah. You know.
Well, they want to keep their jobs. I guess.
But now they're not out there when they should be out there.
I don't know. 6:35. It is cloudy. We'll see a lot of sunshine, though, and highs in the low 80s. Right now, it's 64 degrees.
Maybe the city hires as supervisors.
You think so?
Make sure those guys are doing their job out there.
Sure. This portion of the show brought to you by Madison Hearing Aid Center. Go to their excellent website, MadisonHearingAidCenter.com. They offer passion over profit, fast and flexible appointments, helping people change their lives. Their number one goal isn't just selling hearing aids. It's improving the quality of life through better hearing. Talk to Jim or Sarah at Madison Hearing Aid Center, 4706 Cottage Grove Road in Madison. Once again, their website, MadisonHearingAidCenter.com.
All right. Let's go to our Thursday morning guest, Tim Slacker, Dr. Tim Slacker from Busted Pencils. And they have podcasts that you can listen to. And I'm going to refer to the latest podcast from Wednesday, which I thought was very interesting about ditching college for tech classes in the schools nowadays. You found this article in USA Today. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, first of all, good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks for the weather update. Here in Pennsylvania right now, modes of transportation are canoes.
Raining.
Lots of rain. Wow. Think about, I saw this article because it's interesting to think that more and more students are literally saying, college, no, not for me. There are opportunities in particularly around, getting trade training and going out and going to work. The other part of the article, though, was that the survey of the parents going, wait a minute. You're supposed to go to college, right? And I think that what's really happening there, though, too, is that students might actually have a little bit more of a take on this of saying, but why would I go to college when it doesn't seem like, graduating from college gives me anything other than debt and no job opportunities? And right now, even without a trade school, just coming out of high school, taking a job that has an apprentice type of a program like that, that this they can start earning money and going forward in that direction. And so the reason I brought this to the Busted Pencils was to say, well, what would that mean currently in a higher education landscape where we already know that enrollments are declining and there is a kind of a cultural anti kind of like, well, you know, don't go there because, you know, all they do is teach you to, you know, overthrow the government. And
that's what they're thinking. And the more educated, of course, the more democratic you are. Right.
Well, and install some form of a Marxist authoritarian.
Oh, yes.
And I wonder, though, too, when I look at this and say, I don't know that the kids, I think that they might be onto something. And the parents, though, are still kind of trapped in this sense of going, but we always imagine that you, and if we're really talking about first generation college students here, we really imagine that you were going to go to college. And so the parents are up against this vision of what they saw college as, meaning this pathway to some form of a middle class, you know, job type of security, when the reality is that maybe that is more of a myth than it is an actual truth. And maybe the students in high school have more of a grasp on thinking, you know what, I think a future is for me right now is to get a good job, to get some training. And one of the things that I kind of highlighted in this article was one of the students really pointed out and saying, that doesn't mean that I've ruled out college. Mm-hmm. It just means that I'm thinking about it for now as something that, you know, I can go out, I can make some money, I can get a trade, and then I can go back to college.
Right.
And that is a unique, potentially cultural shift to think about going, okay, what if college isn't immediately right after you graduate high school? And, you know, Johnny in that episode was talking about saying that, you know, he always did think that, you know, taking a year off before you go to college really does kind of give a sense of, you know, when you actually sign up to go into college, then after a year break or going out and doing something, you have more of a sense of going, you know, why you came to college. So,
that's a really good point. Yeah.
Yeah.
But you know, I grew up in a time when we thought that if you took a year off or two, you're not going to go back.
Right.
That was the thinking back then.
Yeah.
Right.
Right.
And that's what your parents thought, too.
It's yeah.
Like, well, if you take a year off,
you're not going back.
You're not going to go back.
But, yeah, you know, you brought this up in your podcast, and I looked up the who goes back. And according to the statistics from last year, I believe, 39 million went back to college. 24% of those who were at college, undergrads, were adult. Okay. Mm-hmm. And the pathway, of course, is doing that, going back to college. Now, I'm wondering how many of these had gone to college for a year, dropped out, didn't think it was useful, then went on to the workplace, but then decided to go back to college. So they had a year or two of college already, and they just, you know, went back to finish their undergrad.
In fact, that population, we refer to them as some college.
That's right, some college.
it's a huge population of people that have, you know, gone and done a year, did a year and a half. It didn't work out. They didn't like it. And now they're out in a job. And, you know, some of them are saying, oh, geez, I should go back. But actually, there's a huge population of some college that legitimately had significant problems. And right now, institutions are saying, how do we get them to come back?
Right.
What is it? And, this is where I think there's a real opportunity for higher education and colleges to point out and say, you know what, we have, and in fact, let's design pathways for this population that is a little bit different than a traditional 4-year going, you know, living in the dorms, waking up on Monday morning and going, I'm not going to class, and realize that this population, maybe if we change the way we do college, we could get them to come back and create pathways. So there's a whole lot of opportunities here for higher education, particularly to kind of say, okay, we have a traditional track. We know we want those students. But what about all of these other people? Because if higher education is truly beneficial, then how we allow people to access it and how we allow them to progress through it, we might need to change those types of modalities to fit somebody who maybe is working, quote, full time and still wants to go to college. And so how do we, allow or encourage them to have the ability to come back to college?
Talking to Dr. Tim Slecker from Busted Pencils. Tim, we've got a got a text here from Matt in Middleton. He says he has a little different take on this.
Yeah,
he's talking about his body here.
Yeah.
The thing about college is that it can lead to a career that doesn't destroy your body. The trades are hard on your body, and it's unlikely you can do it for 30 years as opposed to a thinking career. That's he says that's my two cents.
Yeah,
you know, wow. That's an because he's talking about jobs like welders or plumbers. That does take a toll. I guess that comes into consideration when thinking about what you're going to do with your life.
It actually does. In fact, I was down at the carpenter's training facility in Pittsburgh yesterday, actually talking to that group who is trying to, imagine college as a pathway. And one of the issues is that, you know what, this is hard work. It's hard on the body. Mm-hmm. And, if I had, in addition to my, carpenter's, let's call it a license, if I had maybe a bachelor's degree in construction management, that, maybe in 15 years, I can then kind of move into a direction where I'm not on my, hands and knees or lifting heavy things. And, it's a real issue. It was interesting because they were, particularly flooring installers who
tough.
Are truly on their hands and knees all day long. After 20 years, it might feel good to stand up.
Oh, yeah.
Well, yes.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, I have a nephew who's a master plumber, and has gone all the way up in the union and is a crew manager and goes all over the state doing plumbing. But he's about 45 or years or so old. And he can't wait to get retired.
Yeah.
He's like, I'm looking forward to the day that I don't have to do this kind of work. And he's in charge of it. And so he does do some hands-on, of course, but my body is worn out.
That gets into the side issue of when is the best time for retirement. The Republicans want to extend it. They don't want you to retire too early. And they want to make it even later in life that you can retire. And that's kind of foolish because of all these laborious jobs that are destroying your body, right?
Well, yeah, but understand that where they're coming from is that they need people in their 80s to come in and fix their toilets.
Well, I was waiting for something profound, and we got it from you on that. Okay, now I want to bring this up too because we have a Gen Zer as our producer, Dom. And I wonder, what do you think on this, Dom? Do you guys debate whether, there's a field that you can get into, but it may not be there for long because AI might replace it or robotics might replace it? What's your feeling on that?
I actually just talked about this with my roommate, who's about the same age as me.
Yeah.
And,
22,
correct. Yep, 22. And he is very afraid of where AI might go with this whole issue about gaining jobs, going into the real world. I just started going into the real world a couple months ago. And my roommate was really nervous. He does sort of lab testing. And already, robots are kind of going into the forefront there and kind of taking over his job, essentially.
And I know it's going to be much, much more in about, you know, 5 to 10 years. Or that's what we think. That's what we think.
So that may be a discouragement to go into anything.
Correct.
And that's why they may be holding themselves up and not going on to college at that point. Right, Tim? Mm.
Yeah, it's a real fear. I think the idea of potentially being replaced by robots isn't necessarily I mean, if we're talking about the manufacturing process, that's going to continue to be an issue, but I see Dom. Well, yeah, I have some thoughts about that I think might give Dom a little bit more of a sense of ease.
All right,
okay,
we'll come back.
All right, we'll be back with Dr. Tim Slecker from Busted Pencils on John and Gordy in the Morning in just a moment.
Reach, engage, grow with Civic Media. Log on civicmedia.us/advertise.
I'm hungry. What's cooking?
Oh, no, not me. It's your turn.
Oh, we're back to taking turns?
Yes.
Well, how about Sugar River Pizza?
Oh, yeah, now they can cook.
I could really go for some of that 12-hour smoked pulled pork.
Ooh, and some pasta. Mm. Okay, now I'm hungry. Sugar River, here we come.
And they have that great kids menu, too.
We don't have any kids.
Right. That's beside the point. The point is, I'm hungry. You're hungry.
Let's go.
Yes. And we should talk about having some kids.
Get in the car, Bob. Sugar River, Sun Prairie, Verona, New Glarus, and catering.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. The Army National Guard responds to disasters such as wildfires and floods. They protect us with missile defense, cybersecurity, and civilian support teams for chemical, biological, and radiological hazards. Be there for your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Hey, Gordy. How you doing?
Oh, Arthur. Great. Great to see you. What are you doing in the studio?
Well, I need to talk to you about doing a commercial.
Oh, okay. Well, you know, to get a commercial on the air here, you just go down to the sales department. It's right next to the bathroom.
I don't think you understand.
Oh, I understand plenty. You salespeople drink a lot of coffee. That's why the bathroom's right there.
Right. But I need to have you make a commercial about commercials.
Wait. A commercial about a commercial? I don't follow.
I want to tell potential business owners out there how to contact me to get a commercial on WMDX.
Ah, okay, I get it. Okay, let's come up with something. Let's see, business folks can contact you directly, right?
Yeah.
Okay, yep. What's the email, huh?
Okay, so it's sales@WMDXradio.com.
Oh, wait, run that by me again.
sales@WMDXradio.com. So we could put all that together and get into a commercial, get on the air soon?
Arthur, my friend, I think we just did.
Advertise on WMDX Radio. Email Arthur, sales@WMDXradio.com.
Madison can't seem to get enough of Serenity Pet Spa because we are bursting at the seams with adorable dogs. I'm Liz Johnston, founder and internationally recognized certified master groomer. With two locations on the east and west sides of Madison, you'd think that'd be enough. But demand is so high for our award-winning grooming, Serenity Pet Spa is opening a new location on Junction Road in Middleton. Serenity's not your average groomer. We understand your pets. From wiggly puppies to anxious seniors, you can trust the pros at Serenity Pet Spa because we focus on every dog's unique needs. We are passionate about caring for their health and overall well-being. To celebrate our growth, we're offering 10% off at all locations for new clients until July 31st. Book your appointment today at SerenityPetSpaMadison.com. And be sure to catch my segment with John and Gordy in the Morning every first Tuesday of the month as I share my expertise. Serenity Pet Spa, doesn't your dog deserve the best? SerenityPetSpaMadison.com.
Certified Master Groomer Liz Johnston with Serenity Pet Spa. Committed to its mission to provide world-class grooming for pets and the people who love them. SerenityPetSpaMadison.com.
As Wisconsin is cheering on Bucky Badger, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
WMDX 92.7, John and Gordy in the Morning on a somewhat sunnier morning and humid. I think the haze out there is actually humidity and dew points.
I think you could be right. Yes, we'll check in with Brittany Merlot in about a half hour, get her take on things. It is 6:52. We're back with Dr. Tim Slecker from Busted Pencils.
And we're talking about what Gen Z is thinking about doing because of AI and robotics. And you had something you wanted to add about robotics and AI.
Well, I think the concern that robotics are going to take your jobs is that in one way, I mean, they already are and they already have been, particularly if you're talking about in the manufacturing areas, right? And I'm not sure if that is this idea of, you know, truly like humanoid robots that are going to take over their jobs. I don't think we're at that point yet. What I would say to Gen Z, which is, you know, my daughter and my son, is that my best assumption and guess is looking at the AI world is that the way you guard against being, quote, replaced by AI is to you yourself get involved and understand AI, because again, I'm taking somebody else's quote, but AI isn't going to replace you, but Dom, if you understand and know how to use AI, you're going to replace people who don't know how to use it.
Like that,
you know. And so it really is on all of us to really understand how to do it. But it is, you know, as the AI world comes forward, we don't really know what is going to be, quote, replaced, and how it's going to affect. And so I really look at this and say, this is an opportunity for people to dig into AI. And particularly, I'm really following, and I really see this as a unique thing, is that more artistically inclined liberal arts types of people are actually really, really great users of generative AI, because they can think creatively with it. Where when you're more, people are like, I don't want to get into tech. I don't want to get, actually users of this are actually better at it and can come up with much more creatives. So I think about this, you know, David Bowie was, you know, quoted back in the 60s and 70s when the synthesizer came out. You know, it could absolutely replicate every instrument there was out there, you know. And they're like, you know, are you worried, David, about this replacing your musicians? And his thing was, actually, I don't find the synthesizer interesting because it can replicate. It's when they, as artists, started mixing it to make unique new sounds that he found this. And so there was an artistry into the tool that puts this way. And so I see the same thing with generative AI. What I'm training myself to be, though, is that I'm going to be an AI counselor, because I see that when AIs are counseling, you know, lots of other people, that the AIs are going to have to get really tired, and they're going to need a human to actually coach them back from the brink, because of you know you got to think.
You're,
I mean,
really
AI,
thinking ahead.
Because the AI is going to be, you know, can you imagine all of the crazy people the AI is going to have to experience? And they're going to be like, "What is going on?" I'll be like, "Okay, check it out, AI. Here's the deal." Okay?
Wow. Yeah, AI isn't going to be able to understand a lot of humans.
Yeah, I mean, you know, so we're going to have to be there to say, like, "Look, I know you like you've been working with my aunt, and I got to tell you,
crazy.
You know, she's crazy."
Yeah. That's a good way to look at it. Yeah. There could be a lot of business there.
I thought maybe a suggestion that Johnny came up with, and I hate to say that we're trying to, you know, reinvent the wheel here, because the EU has been doing this for many, many decades. You know, they've been channeling people and you know, creating pathways for them to get into an occupation right from high school. But the thing here is that maybe if we just had K through college, where people could go into college and test it out and see if they like it and stay there. And maybe if they don't like it, they could leave and then, but go back in, because it's free. It's paid for by the general public. Wouldn't that be just better that way?
You, That sounds like some form of communism.
Yeah, that's a revolutionary idea.
My God.
That's way too advanced.
Yeah, that's what I thought, too.
giving humans the access to flourishing on somebody else's dime? What are you talking about?
Oh, I know. You know?
No, I mean, yeah, I think that, though, too, is to imagine that I think we do imagine education as these kind of segmented times that are really broken apart, when really we need to be thinking about the, you know, and this is somewhat of a generic term, but lifelong learning.
Yes.
And realizing, you know, and yes. So therefore access to education at any point in your life is something that we as a society should be trying to figure out.
And that's something you're doing right now, right?
Yeah. So again, you know, a visit to the carpenters facility in Union yesterday. Mm-hmm. In fact, they were talking about this in a way that, you know, they're interested in bachelor's degrees, they're interested in master's degrees, but they're trying to say this, and I totally get what they're saying, is that, but couldn't it be that on the way to those degrees that they're getting certifications along the way that count towards the degree, and mm-hmm. so that their members could say, you know what, after 15 credits of a certification, I'm good. This now gives me something. But if I want to come back, I can jump in and I don't lose anything. In fact, I'm always accumulating towards something else.
Yeah, well, absolutely. That's great.
All right, Tim, we have to leave it there. Thank you. Thanks for joining us, Dr. Tim Slecker. You can check out their podcasts that drop on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, and the show on the Civic Media Radio Network on Saturday.
1 hour show. It's great stuff.
Tim, good to talk to you. Talk to you next time.
All right, guys. See you next time.
Yep, take care.
Back with more of John and Gordy. We've got Jim Santel in our next hour and a whole lot more.
This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Wayne Cabot. Apartment buildings near Tel Aviv destroyed. A hospital hit in southern Israel as Iran hit civilian targets this morning, wounding 40. Israel attacked an inactive Iranian nuclear reactor, still hoping for the U.S. bunker buster bomb to penetrate the main nuclear facility. ABC's Nicole D'Antonio.
In the White House Situation Room, sources say Trump was briefed on military operations for striking Iran, including a plan to destroy Iran's Fordo nuclear facility deep inside a mountain using a weapon only the U.S. has.
Iran is sending its foreign minister to meet with the European counterparts tomorrow in Geneva. In Israel's other war, the Gaza Health Ministry says 12 people have been killed this morning trying to reach aid distribution sites. Mud and rock slides have rendered I-40 impassable through the Great Smoky Mountains. Hurricane warning for Acapulco, Eric, now a Category 4. This is ABC News.